Okay, today is Daf Tesvav. We are on Daf Tesvav at the very top, and today's Daf is sponsored by Marcel and Tammy Shaman, Lila Nishmas, Yisrael Issa Ben Sion Ben Yaakov, the Neshama Shadav and Aliyah, and all the learning should be Lila Nishmasa. So here's what we're up to. Right, we're smack in the middle of a sugya, hard, and basically our Mishnah said that the Ketores goes first. First comes the Ketores, and then the menorah. And we said that's the opinion of Reb Shimon. In Yuma and Daf Chaf Hei, which we'll get to in 10 days from now, there it says that the menorah comes first, and then the Ketores. So it's a kasha. Right? So did we answer the kasha yesterday? We're getting into it today. No. What? No, so Abaye answered it already. Didn't Abaye answer the kasha? So Abaye said, here's the answer. The answer is that the order of the morning was they lit five menorahs on the menorah, then they did the Ketores, then they lit the other two. So our Mishnah mentions the Ketores first, because it's not mentioning the five that we did already. Then the Ketores, then two. And the Mishnah in Yuma mentions the five, and then the Ketores. And that's according to Abba Shaul, right? That held that it was a five, and then the Ketores, and then the two. So when our Mishnah says that the Ketores comes first, and then the menorah, it's going like Abaye says, it's going like Abba Shaul, that the Ketores first, and then the two. So the Ketores comes first. And in Yuma, in Chaf Hei, it was the menorah first, and then the Ketores, because it was the five, and then the Ketores. Okay? That's what Abaye answered yesterday. Now, De lo te mahachi, if you don't say all this, if you don't give this answer, then bein harbayim, then in the evening time, dichsev, it says, ubahalos aron es haneros bein harbayim yaktirena, hachinami, bereisha madlik neros, Bereisha Madlik Neros V'Hadar Maktek Ketores Shal Bein Harbayim. First you light the candles and then you light the Ketores in the afternoon. V'chi Teimahach. By the way, when I said the five and the two in the morning, it's to clean it out. You don't light it in the day. Most hold no. Only at night. Now at night, now there's lighting too and the Ketores too. Both happen at night. So, where am I? If it was the that's true, Votanya, we have a Bryce, it says in the Torah, Me'erev ad Boker, Tein la midasa. Give it its proper amount. That it should be enough in there for the entire night. In the winter time, when the nights are very long, you have to put an X amount, and that had to last the whole night. In the summer, the lights are much shorter, right? The doesn't get shkia now, it's 8 o'clock, almost. In the winter time, it's 4:30, 5 o'clock. So it's 3 extra hours. It's really 4 hours. It's always a 4-hour difference from the earliest to the latest, right? The earliest shkia is 4:30, the latest shkia is 8:30. It's a 4-hour gap. 4 extra hours. So it doesn't make a difference. You put in the same amount of oil. I have leftover oil in the morning. You have leftover oil in the morning. That's what Rashi says. Other Rishonim say no, they would measure it, so you shouldn't have so much leftover. What do you need 4 hours of leftover oil for? You don't need so much oil. It's a lot of leftovers. Yeah.
The oil is always the same amount.
The thicker wicks. The wicks were thicker, so it should absorb more oil. Very good. Right. The toast is, so someone says that. Anyway, that's one shot. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Davar Acher, another shot. Me'erev ad boker, ein lecha avoda, Shekshera me'erev ad boker el azubulvad. There's nothing that's kosher. Ein lecha avoda shekshera me'erev ad boker el azubulvad. Right. So, in other words, nothing happens after the candles are lit. It's the last thing that goes on. Right. So it must be that the Ketores comes before hadlakas neros. Right. Ella my kamar achmana. What's the Torah telling me? Be'idan hadlaka te'mak the Ketores. When you light the menorah, make sure the Ketores is already lit. Hachanami, so too here, when it says, Baboker, Baboker, Behetivo is Neros Yakti Rena, Be'idon HaTava, Tehei, Makdir Ketores. That's the Rabbanan, who argue on Abishol. The Abishol Amalach, Shani Hasam. No, there it's different. That what it says it's different when it says Me'erev Ad Boker, Dichsiv Oso, and it's only talking about the night. Only talking about the night. So, at the end of the day, that's how Abaye answers the apparent stira. The apparent stira is answered as follows. Our Mishnah said Ketores comes first and then the menorah. Yeah, he was talking about the Ketores and then the two. And the Mishnah in Chaf Hei, where it says menorah first and then Ketores, he was talking about the five, which comes first, and then the Ketores, and then the two, which he didn't mention. So the stira is resolved. Okay.
I don't understand why there's a stir in the first place, because I thought the Gemara that we were doing yesterday was talking about what's happening in the morning, and Abishol is talking about what's happening
in the... No, Abishol is also talking about what's happening in the morning, but at night, it seems to be the opposite. It seems to be Akasha. So Abishol says, no, at night and the morning are not the same. Okay. That's all.
The Abishol list ends, remember that it goes backwards,
yeah.
It ends with the afternoon Tavit, so it's the afternoon evening.
Right, but they didn't mention the menorah. So there's a pasuk that seems to say that one of the Tanoim translated that pasuk. It means the menorah goes last. It's really against Abishol. So Abishol said, no, the night's different than the morning.
Yeah.
You can't compare the night and the morning. Two different things. You would say they had the same procedure. It says Abishol, no, it was different. Okay. No, but the Tom, that's carbon. The menorah's not carbon.
Exactly. So, but it's the end, last thing that they do.
Right.
And it's not talking about the Tom, it's talking about the Taurus.
Right, exactly. The Taurus is not really it is a carbon, it isn't a carbon. Well, it's a procedure. So Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa gives a second answer. A different answer than Abaya. Lo Kasha. It's not a Kasha. According to Abaya, both Mishnahs are only talking about the last two. They're only talking about the last two. But it's not a Kasha. Hasam, lo kasha, our Mishnah that said that the Ketores comes first, that's the Rabbanan. Ha, the Mishnah on Chav Hei that says, that's talking about by the Goral, by the lottery, that says that the menorah came first, that's Abishol. Very simple. They're both talking about the last two, it's a machlokas Tanayim. Here's the Rabbanan, there's Abishol. So Mayu Kimta Masnis and Dahacha. What are you saying over here? That over here we're talking about the Rabbanan. Right? Pious, the Mishnah Chav Hei, is Ka'abashol. Is like Abishol. The Aim of Seifa. There's another Mishnah on Lamed Aleph. And over there it says, Heviu lo es hatamid. They brought him the Tamid. Karto. What does Karto mean? Huh? Who? Karatzo, what does it mean?
According to this, it means he made the initial cut into the neck of the animal.
He made the initial cut into the neck of the animal. It means he shechted it. What's it called shechted? What's it called karatzo? What kind of word is that? Karatzo, the Rishash says, karatzo means it wasn't a full cut.
Right.
The funny word karatzo, because it was a funny thing. So, they bring the Tarmach al Shachar, karatzo, Umarak Acher Shchita Al Yadu, and then another Kohen finishes it. Someone else.
I don't think that's possible.
What?
That's
okay. Then Nichnas Lahakdir. Correct. So Nichnas Lahakdir is Haktoris. Then he goes to do the Ketores. Ulehitiv es Haneros. And then to be busy with the Neros. Asan l'Rabbanan. That's not the Abishol, that's the Rabbanan. So you have three Mishnahs in a row, not in a row, three Mishnahs, Reisha v'Seifa Rabbanan, the Reisha and the Seifa are the Rabbanan, and Imtziasa Abishol, and the middle one someone else, according to Rav Papa, that's how you read the Mishnahs? So I'm a little Rav Papa, yes. Reisha v'Seifa Rabbanan, the Reisha and the Seifa are the Rabbanan, Imtziasa Abishol, that's right. What else can I tell you? It's a funny thing, because usually our Mishnahs are continuous and consistent. Okay, here it's not. What can I tell you? Now, Bishloma Abaya lo amar k'rav yot Rav Papa. Of course, Abaya did not want to learn like Rav Papa. That was a machlokes. Why not? Because Reisha v'Seifa Rabbanan M'siyasa Abishol lo mokumah. He didn't want to say that. That Reisha and the Seifa is Rabbanan and the middle one's Abishol. Abaya didn't want to say that. El Rav Papa, my time lo amar k'abaya. Why didn't Rav Papa want to hold like Abaya? Abaya said we're talking about two different eros. So it's not a kasha. So what's wrong with that answer? Why don't Bar Papa come up with his own answer and then be forced to say that there's a middle Mishnah with a different Tana? Why say that? What's wrong with Abaya's pshat? Amalach, Tana Bereisha, Amalach, Tana Bereisha Hatavas Shtei Neros, Vahadar Hatavas Chamesh Neros. Is it a funny thing to say that, according to Abaya, here we mention the two and there we mention the five? Isn't that funny? You mentioned the secondary one, the lesser one first? Strange thing to do. Says Rav Papa, I don't want to hold like that. Right? That's what Papa says. I don't want to hold like that. That's a good point. According to Abaya, the Mishnah here is mentioning, because the Mishnah here said the Ketores first and then the menorah. It's only the two of the menorah. But a funny thing to do. The first time you introduced the Avodah, you mentioned the second half of the Avodah? What about the first half? And Chav Hei, then I mentioned the first half, the five. It's a funny thing to do. So Vabaya Amalach, Abaya will say, yeah, Aruya Ba'amahu de Komori. Here, we're just mentioning it in passing. Visidra Hada Tanila. The real thing is on Chav Hei. That's the real Avoda. Here, we're just mentioning it in passing. That they would take the Kohen and they would teach him everything. Right? It's all mentioning it in passing. It's not the Ikra. Ikra place is there, on Chav Hei. And that's where it says it in the right order. Here it's just mentioning it in passing. Rashi says, Had the Parakama, the Tani, Kol Shiva Sayamim, who's Orek. It says all 7 days. We will get the Kohen God already. We made him do everything. It's for 7 days. He should get used to the Avoda. Lav B'yom Kippurim Kai, that's I am Kippur. V'lo Kapit Asidra, who cares about the order? This is not about order. This is about, we're getting the Kohen God already. What are we doing? A whole laundry list of things? That's not order. Therefore, it doesn't make a difference if we mention the two. Who cares? Ela Uri Ba'alma Mairi. We're just mentioning it. Umulam Deinu Shetzarach Kohen God Liyos Ozek Ba'avoda Kol Shiva. The point is that the Kohen God should be familiar with all Avoda. Kidei Sheyehei Rogel Umezuman Babi Yom HaKippur. So it should be ready and prepared on Yom Kippur. V'sidra D'yuma Hadar Tanila. Then in Chav Hei, we're going to actually mention what goes on every day at the Beis HaMikdash. L'kach Shana Perak Sheni, Hatavas Chamesh Perak Gimel, Shana Hatavas Shtayim. That's why it's out of order. It's out of order because, really, who cares? That's really what Abai is saying. Yeah. Now, Gufa. This is a funny Gufa. Because Gufa usually means we're going to re-talk about something we already talked about. We didn't really talk about this. Gufa means that there's a Mishnah in Talmud that also said that it spoke about the Zrikas Hadam of the Karban Talmud. So now we're going to be busy with the Zrikas Hadam of the Karban Talmud. Okay? Now, also complicated Gemara. The Talmud was a Karban Ola. Nobody ate it. Right? The Talmud was a Karban Ola. It was brought every day. It's a Karban Tzibur, brought every day. So Gufa, it says like this. Bar lo lekeren mizrachis tzafonis. When the Kohen would, he's applying the dam of the Karban Todah, the Karban Tamid, every morning. So, Bal lo lekeren Mizrachis Tzafonis. He comes to the Mizrachis Tzafonis, northeast corner, Nosein Mizrachis Tzafonis. He puts dam on the northeast corner. Ma'aravis, when it comes to the western corner, Ma'aravis Dromis, the southwest, Nosein Ma'aravis Dromis. He puts on the southwest corner. So that's where you put on the corner, it'll go to both sides. You go to the other corner, it goes to both sides. You get all four sides. That's a carbon ola. The Talmud is a carbon ola. V'tani Allah Rav Shimon Ish Mehamitzpah Mishana. He said different. B'tamid, Balo L'Kerem Midrachas Tzafonis, Nozim Midrachas Tzafonis. That I agree. The first two are the same. Ma'aravis, Dromis, on the southwestern corner. No saying Ma'arava. First, you apply it to the west. V'yachakach no saying Deroma. And then you apply it to the south. Why? Because, my time of the Rishon Lezion Mitzvah, why? And he says something fascinating. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Chad Debei Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yanai. Amar Kra, because the Torah says that V'si'ir Izim Echad L'chatos. One of the goats is a chatos, L'Hashem. Al olas atamid yasev nisko. It's an ola. So why does the Torah call it a chatos? The Talmud's not a chatos. Why does the Torah call it a chatas? Says Rav Shimon Ishmael, but I'll tell you why. Because some of the dam has to be done like a chatas. That's why. And therefore, the ola, you could do two, which count. You could do one sprinkle, one application of dam, which counts as two. By the chatas, you can't do that. Says Rav Shimon Ishmael, first do one, which counts as two, like an ola. Then three and four are done like a chatas. Which means you can't do it on the corner and let it count for both. You got to do three and then four. Ola and chatas. So, ola hi, it's an ola. V'amar Rachmana, Ovid be maitse chatas. And the Torah says do a chatas? Why would the Torah say that? The Torah wants you to do that. Okay, so what do? No saying achas shehishtayim. You do one which is really two, because it goes at the corner. So one spreads to both corners, both sides. Kemaisa ola, like an ola. Shtayim, shein shtayim, kemaisa chatas. Then for the chatas, do two, which is two. Three, then four, separately. That's what he said. That's why you do it like that. So the Gemara says, Velitim shtayim, shein arba, kemaisa ola. Why don't you do like this? Do shtayim, shein arba, like an ola. Do two, which is really four, like an ola. The arba, shein arba, kemaisa chatas. And then do again, four applications like a chatas. If you want to be so machmir and so frum about this pasuk, then do it like that. So the Gemara says, no. Lo matzinu domim shemischaprim v'chozinu mischaprim. You never find a carbon where you get two kaparas. No such thing. You can't do that. And where do you ever find a carbon that you do two different karbanos in one carbon? You don't find that either. Right? V'chi matzinu domim shechatzoyin chatas v'chatzoyin ola? Well, you ever find such a carbon, half is a chatas and half is an ola? You never find such a thing either. Ela akarchach hekeshen akasev. Rather, the Torah is saying, I want you to do it like this. So if the Torah is saying, I want you to do it like this, hachanami balkarchan hekeshen akasev, then this is what the Torah wants you to do. So why do you have to tell me, well, you can't do two avodas on one carbon? Right? Never have such a thing. Well, you never have such a thing, we do one carbon and two avodas also. You never have such a thing, half and half. You never have that either. What's the answer? The Torah said. So the Torah said, do it twice. Do first two, which is four, twice. And then do four, which is four, once. In other words, you do a complete ola, and then a complete chatas. Oh, you never find such a thing. But you never find this either. You never find this either. So if you don't find it either at all, do it the right way. Do a complete ola, then do a complete chatas. No, you're doing half an ola, half a chatas. Why? Do a full ola, then do a full chatas. So the Gemara says, Hasam, over there, pisuk matanos ba'almahi. Doing it this way, doing one application, which is really two, which is like an ola, then doing a third, then doing a fourth like a chatas, looks better. Rashi says, it's the Rashi on the third to last skinny line. Hoil ushtein bekeren achas. In other words, when you go to that corner, instead of putting one application, which will be two, you do one and one. So when you do that, in kan hochachas ma'ase chatas. It doesn't really look like a chatas. It doesn't really look like a chatas, because you're there anyway. So it doesn't really look like a chatas. That the Torah wants you to do. The Torah doesn't want you to do a full, complete chatas. That's what the Torah wants. The Torah wants you to do it like this. Half an ola, half a chatas. If the Torah is making me do a chatas, I do a full chatas. No, the Torah doesn't want you to do that. The Torah wants it to look like an ola, but it's really a chatas. So you're standing there anyway. So it doesn't, you can, no one's really going to notice. Something like that. Velo? What are you talking about? Vatnan. We have a mission that says, he's a mimenu, achas lamaila, v'sheva lamata. When we sprinkle on Yom Kippur, it's one lamaila, sheva lamata, kimatzlif. Like a matzlif. What's a matzlif? A whip. We said on Yom Kippur. Right? It's a whip. What do you mean it's a whip? What does that mean? My matzlif, what does that mean, matzlif? Machve Rav Yehuda b'menagdana. Rav Yehuda demonstrated a menagdana. What's a menagdana? Like a shliach bezdin who whips. Okay? What does that mean? Like a shliach bezdin who whips. So Rashi says something, which says the Ritva. I don't know what Rashi's talking about. Rashi says, in the third to last wide line, kishliach bezdin, like a shliach bezdin, hamake biritzuazu lamata mizu. When they would whip you, and the shliach bezdin would whip you, he wouldn't whip you in the same spot. First he'd whip you here, Then he'd move it down a notch. Then down and down and down. She'eino makib b'makom echad. He would not whip you in the same spot. V'loshen matzlif lo nodalei. But I don't know why it's called matzlif, says Rashi. I don't know what that means. Says the Ritva, look through the whole Shas, you will not find a Gemara that says that you don't get whipped in the same spot. There's no such Gemara. He says, I don't know what Rashi's talking about. Says Ritva, I'll tell you what's going on here. When a person was whipped, they tied him to a post, and he was leaning over. So how do you whip him on the stomach? It was when the Gemara says two-thirds was on the back and one-third was on the stomach. How are you getting under there to whip him? The way you're getting under there is by turning your hand the other way. And then you whip him up. So he says, that's what it means, shevelamata, one up and seven down. You turn your finger. And you're sprinkling one time like this and other times like this. That's the only way it can make sense. That's what it means. Rashi's pshat, I don't understand Rashi whatsoever. My pshat must be right. When you're whipping someone on the back, your hand's down. When you're whipping him underneath, you have to turn your hand around. That's what it means. It means lamayla lamata is where's your palm facing? Is it facing lamayla, the heaven, or lamata, the ground? That's what it means.
That's what it means.
That's what the Ritva says it means.
Where is it on the
there when it's going on? The coin sprinkles either on the Mizbeach or toward the Peroches or toward the Aron Kodesh. How does he do it? So Rashi says he's aiming for as Rashi means he's aiming for a different spot, just like that we whipped him. They whipped him at a different spot every time. Says the Ritva, there's no Gemara that says that. That they aim that when you whip you, they whip you at a different spot every time. There's no Gemara, no one says that. Says the Ritva, what it means is how's your finger positioned when you're sprinkling? Is it up or down? Well, so what does it say? Achas l'mayla v'sheva l'mata. One up, seven down. Why does Hashem want it like that? That's what the Torah wants. It gives the question again: is why? Why everything's why? Right? We don't know. That's what it means. Because when they would whip him, they whip his stomach, they would have to turn their hand the other way to get it whipping under there. So okay, that's what it means. But what do you see from here? What do you see from here? That you have two different avodas in the same two different avodas in the same. That was the question. The question was, Vatnan, he's yimen echel av shalamata, right? So therefore what you see is like, it's like two different avodas. No, just means like a matzah, that's all it means. Next question, velo, you don't find two avodas in the same avoda? Vatnan, he's yimenu al tahara shal mizbeach, sheva pa'amim, they would sprinkle on the tahira of the mizbeach seven times. My love, what does that mean? What's the tahira of the mizbeach? My, doesn't it mean a palga de mizbeach, half the mizbeach? In other words, at half, the kamri inchi, like people say, tahar tira hu palga de yoma. Half the day is gone already. It's already afternoon, the sun's starting to set. Tira, the brightness, the tahora of the day is gone. So you see, it means half. So it's again, half above and half below. It's like a chattas or an ola. What is it? Amar rabba bar shila, low. Doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean half. Doesn't mean halfway on the mizbeach. Agufa de mizbeach. It means half. It means on the aguf of the mizbeach. It means on top of the mizbeach. V'tziv etzem l'shamayim l'tayer. So it doesn't mean on the half of the mizbeach. It means on top of the mizbeach. So it's one avoda. So at the end of the day, what do we have over here? We have a carbon tamid according to Shimon Ish Mitzpah, where it's done first like an ola and then like a chatas. So just one quirk. We know, if you don't know, you'll hear it now, that there was a red line on the mizbeach. Some was done above the red line, and some done was done below the red line. The ola, an ola animal, not birds, an ola animal was done below the red line, and a chatas animal was done above the red line.
Reversed the bird.
What? And the bird is reversed. The way to remember it is ayin ayin, ola of, and ayin stands for aliyah. So the ola of is above, the chatas of is below, it's automatic, and then by animals it reverses. So that you, once you do the ayin, 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 you'll never forget it. So, what's going on here? They did the ola avoda below the red line, and then what did they do for the other two? They went up above? No, they stayed below. The funny chatas, because we said we don't. Rashi said we don't want to make it look like it's a chatas. So they would do the chatas application below the red line. That's not supposed to be. The Torah said, so this is what they're going to do. Right? So that's a funny thing? Okay, very good. You don't find that by other things, and you don't find it on Yom Kippur with the sprinkling. You don't find it with the applications on the Mizbeach. It's all one thing, and therefore it's all good. Okay. Now, Maishna Diyav Ola Bereisha V'Hadiyav Chatas. So why are you doing the Ola first and then the Chatas applications? Nasev Reisha B'Chatas V'Hada Nasev the Ola. Do it the other way around. Do the Chatas first and then the Ola. So the Gemara says, no. Kivan the Ola he. It really is an Ola. He Kadma Bereisha. The Ola goes first. It is an Ola, Maisha. Right? It is an Ola. Why are you doing Chatas applications? The Torah said so. Why? You should do the Chatas first? No. Umaishna Diyahiv Mizrachis Tsefonis Umaravis Deromis. Why'd you pick those two corners? Nisev Deromis Mizrachis. Why don't you put it on the southeastern corner? Why is that better? Why is that better? So Tosva says it's better because when you do a chatos, that's the corner you
southwest.
What did I say? I'm sorry. No. Mizrach is east. Nasiv Dromis Mizrachis, put on the southeast. Right? Put on the southeast for, why is that bad? What kind of question is that? So Tosafot says, because on a Chatos, that's where you start. You start at that corner, even though you're above the red line. But maybe that should be like that. And the Gemara says, no. V'hadar Tzifonis Ma'aravis, then go to the northwest. Why are you doing it this way? So Amar Ula, Tu'una Yisod. It requires a Yisod, the carbon Ola requires a Yisod. V'keren Dromis Mizrachis, the Dromus Mizrachis, which is the southeastern corner, lo hayalei l'sod, didn't have a yisod. What is a yisod? It's the yisod was, I don't know which corners it was, but it started here at one amma, a little bit, then this entire length of this, then the entire length of this, then another amma. This had no yisod.
It was a footing.
It was a footing, right, had no yisod. So there were three corners had a yisod, the fourth corner didn't have a yisod. What's going on here? So Rashi says, like in the fourth skinny line, Kidamrina Mimsekhus Midos, Hayesod Hayimahalech al Pnei Kol Tzifon, the whole north, Val Kol Pnei Mar, the whole west, Avo B'Mizrach Ama Achas, in the east, one Ama, Kishat Tzifon Kola L'Mizrach, when the north hit the east, that corner had one Ama, Ubedarom Ama Achas, Kishamayr of Kola Darom, when the west hit the south, one Ama. Alma loha yisod lemizrach bedromis. On the southeast there was no corner. There was no yisod. From Rina Bizvachim, Lufishalo Haisa Ama Hayisod al Kala Mizbeach. There was not an Ama surrounding the whole thing. Vishal Kal Darum Bichalko Shal Binyamin. The whole south was in Binyamin's portion. Kidamargarina Bachasante Yesbali Magbacha, Lufikach Loha Yisod La. It didn't have a yisod. What does Binyamin have to do? What from poor Binyamin? What does Binyamin have to do with this?
This is what we learned 3 days ago, I thought.
That's right. So the portion, Binyamin's portion, didn't have the Yisod. What's the depth of that idea? He's zoche to be in the Beis HaMikdash, but not the Yisod. So I don't know, it's beyond me, right? It's okay. So then the Gemara asks, Maishna diyav bereisha mizrachis tsefonis v'hadar maravis dromis. Why is the mizrachis tsefonis first? And then the other one, then the Maravis Dromus, Nise Beresha Maravis Dromus. The Maravis Dromus should be first. So why should it be first? Right? Why is it better? Right? Because when Vahadar Mizrachis Tzifonis, then that one. So the Gemara answers, so what's the Gemara asking? Why'd you go to that corner first? Why should I go to that one first? Right? The answer is, no, because somehow, when you did a chatos, that was the corner that would reach first. It's better. So the Gemara says, "No, we're not doing it like that." Because kivin to Amar Mar, kol pinos shat tepone. Any time you would have to turn a corner in the Beis Hamikdash, lo yihu el derech yamin lemizrach bereisha pahu paga. They would always make right turns, and always go to the right. They never went to the left. You see, sometimes people get an aliyah, they will go back to their seat, they'll make a right turn. Even though they have to walk longer. Oh, you always go to the right, not to the left. You always go to the right. So we can't go that way because it would be going to the left. Therefore, we have to always go to the right. Once we go to the Rashi, we have time. We'll do the Rashi inside. Rashi says, it's the last Rashi. It's a long Rashi. The last Rashi before the lines get wide. He says, Kisha'ola bekevesh, when you went up the ramp, upona liyamin, you turn to the right. Why? You always have to turn to the right. You can't go up the ramp and go to the left. No such thing. You got to go to that spot. You have to go all the way around. Shepoga bekeren mizrachis dromis trila. That's the first one you meet. The first one you're going to bump into is the corner of the eastern south, southeast. But v'sham yevshon liten mishom, mishom dein lo yisod. But there's no yisod there. So you can't go there. Umakif uba ad mizrachis tzifonis v'notin. So you have to go to the next one, which is mizrachis tzifonis. Af agav demat ndonim eno ola bekevesh. Even though by the matan dam of an ola, it was not even up the ramp. The hakal haritzpa omed vakli biyado, because he's standing on the floor, he has the kli in his hand. Vizorek lemarachok dechsiv vizarko, he would sprinkle it. The halamata menachut who knows him, because it was below the red line, so you're on the ground. You don't even go up the ramp. Hil afilu hachi given shebechadash in belyona shel keren tarich laalos bekerish derech hadar mufon lemizrach. So the chadash had to do it like that. Hachanami kol adamim afal pishin oshin lamata mashkel lahakif biderech hadarim shuponav shel mizbeach kepesach haknesas habayis mishum ponal yamin. In other words, we're going on that corner because it's the first corner that we would meet, and that's why we're doing it like that. Fine. Umimai de ba'olahu de kamarachmana avad le'naisachatas.
Looking at the diagram, the yesod seems to be in Binyamin's part, isn't it? Because that's the part that's nearest the Heichal, which is Binyamin's part.
There's no use. So somehow it was not in his portion. It was like gerrymandering. You know what that is? That's what it was like. Right? It was gerrymandering. They would wiggle it around. That's how it looked. There are pictures later. We'll get to. There are pictures. I don't remember where they show you exactly how the halakim were divided.
Okay.
Yehuda and Reuven.
I think it's in Zavachim.
Yeah, it might be in Zavachim. So it's. I didn't realize that when you go up the ramp, the first corner you hit doesn't have a yesod. That's what the Gemara was asking. So start with that one down below. No. Exactly. Okay. So the Gemara says, well, who said it's an Ola with Chatas procedures? Maybe it's a Chatas with Ola procedures. Tell me it's an Ola, but it has Chatas procedures. But the Torah calls it both. So maybe it's a Chatas with Ola procedures. Right? My de Ola hu de Kamar Rachmana Avadle Maisa Chatas. Dilma, maybe Chatasu. Maybe it's a Chatas. And the Torah said, do like an Ola. Maybe that's the Pshat. Says the Gemara, lo salkadaitach. That's not possible. Dechsev, because it says, al olas hatamid yaseh v'nisko. No, it's an Ola. It's a carbon Ola. One time, it calls it a Chatas. Okay, we're going to do Chatas procedures. Don't think the other way around. It's not a Chatas. My Kabar Rachmana, midi de chatas shade a ola. Chatas procedures do on an ola, but it's really an ola. Okay, now tanan hasam. We learned in Masechtas Tamid, amalehem hamamuna, the guy in charge would say, tzu veheviu tle milishkas beis hatloim. Go get a sheep from the lishkas beis hatloim. What is that? That's a room. Okay, so in the beis hamikdash, there was a room called the Beis Hamokad. And the Beis Hamokad in the picture is number 36. Number 36 is the Beis Hamokad, right? And they put the Lishkas HaTaloyim in 37. That's where they put the Lishkas HaTaloyim in 37. Now, if you're... It's fascinating. This diagram doesn't have north, south, east, and west. Fascinating that they don't... It's fascinating. What? Sure you do. Because the Mamuna would say, go get the Teleh, go get a sheep from the Lishkas HaTeloim, because we got to bring a carbon tumid. Right? So, V'halo Lishkas HaTeloim, Ha'ibim Mekutza, Tzvonis Ma'aravis. It was in the northwest. V'arba Lishkas HaYusham. And there were four Lishkas there. Achas Lishkas HaTeloim. One was that. Achas Lishkas HaChosamos. One was where they kept the seals when people brought Menachos or something. Achas lishkas beis hamoked. One just had a, where people hung out, I think. Achas lishkas she'osu b'lechem apanim. And the fourth room was where they made lechem apanim. Viriminhu. That contradicts a mission in Midos, which says that the lishkas hatloim was in a different spot. Why? It says in Midos, arba lishkas ha'yilu beis hamoked. There were four. Kikitanios ha'pesuchos l'traklin. Like four rooms, little rooms, that go into a bigger room. Right? Like a side room going into a bigger room. Shtayim ba'kodesh, shtayim ba'chol. Two were in the kodesh, two were in the chol. V'roshei paspisin mavdilin ben kodesh l'chol. Like in this picture, rooms 39 and 40 are not in the Beis HaMikdash. They're outside. So there was like a row of stone on the ground separating the kodesh from the chol. So two of the rooms were in kodesh, two of the rooms were in chol. What were these rooms? What did they do in these rooms? Why are there four rooms? So my rav is dromes, hayal, ha'haisa, lishkas, tali, carbon. That's the same room. That room was where they kept the sheep. Dromes, mizraches, ha'haisa, lishkas, she'osim, b'lechem upon him. The other room was where they lechem upon him. Right? Mizraches, tzafonis, ba'gonzu, beis, chashmanoi, avne, mizbeach. That was where they... The Chashmonaim put the stones of the Mizbeach, Sheshekatza Malchi Yavan. When there was by Hanukkah, they took the stones, and they, whatever ruined, and they put it in that room as a Zecher. It's the same room where they had the Chosamos. It's the same room. It's just so it, there was a guy there behind the counter with Chosamos, with tickets, and behind him was all these stones. Okay? And they have a picture of it in Mechon HaMikdash. And Sfonis Maravis, Bayadun Beis HaTvila. There was a mikveh there. So the point is, if you're looking at a bird's eye view, according to the first Mishnah, it was room 39, and according to the second Mishnah, it was room 40. So which one was it? So, Rav Huna, Mantani Midos, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Who is the author of Midos? It's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. In other words, it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas where the room was. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov said it was in room 40, and everyone else said it was in room 39. It's funny because in the art school it's room 37. Nobody says that. Nobody says that, right? So I guess we'll get. I did tomorrow already. But we'll stop here. And the Didnan, how you know that Rosenberg was the author of Midos? What's going on? Someone's going to say I don't even remember what was in that room. We'll see that. Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Compass, it's a yes or a snuff.